Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic confidence. And let's face it, life these days can feel like a constant whirlwind, right? Notifications buzzing, deadlines looming, social schedules packed tighter than a clown car. Ever find yourself craving just a moment of peace? You know that feeling when you just need to recharge, to reconnect with your inner voice, maybe even have a conversation with yourself that doesn't involve arguing about what's for dinner. That's the power of solitude, my friends, and it's not just about being antisocial, it's about intentionally carving out space for yourself, a sanctuary for growth, clarity, and pure, unadulterated you time. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Avery, I'm way too busy for alone time. Between work, family, friends, there's barely time to breathe, let alone sit in silence. But trust me on this one, solitude isn't about becoming a hermit, it's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip refueling your car, right? Your mind and soul need that same kind of care and attention. So, let's dive into some seriously awesome benefits of solitude, actionable steps to make it a reality in your life, and maybe even bust a few myths along the way. First up, solitude is a superpower for creativity and problem-solving. Ever notice how those aha moments often strike when you're taking a walk in nature, showering, or just letting your mind wander? That's because silence creates space for your subconscious to work its magic, connecting the dots and generating fresh ideas. It's like giving your brain a mini vacation away from the constant chatter and demands, allowing it to return refreshed and bursting with creative energy. Next, solitude is your secret weapon for stress management. Ever feel like your mind's racing a million miles an hour? Taking some time alone allows you to decompress, recharge, and simply be present in the moment. It's like hitting a reset button on your nervous system, calming those anxious thoughts and allowing you to approach challenges with a clearer head. You know that feeling of deep contentment after a long bath or a quiet evening reading? That's the magic of solitude at work, gently soothing your mind and body. Another huge benefit is enhanced self-awareness. When we're constantly surrounded by noise and distractions, it's easy to lose touch with our own thoughts, feelings, and needs. Solitude provides that much-needed space for introspection, a chance to truly listen to yourself, understand your values, and align your actions with what matters most. It's like having an intimate conversation with your inner self, gaining valuable insights into who you are and what you want out of life. Think about it. When was the last time you had a genuine heart-to-heart with yourself? Not the kind where you're listing off to DOS or worrying about deadlines, but a real, honest conversation about your dreams, fears, and aspirations. Solitude is the perfect backdrop for this kind of meaningful exploration. And finally, solitude can be incredibly empowering. When you create space for yourself, you learn to depend on your own inner strength and resilience. You realize that you don't need constant external validation or stimulation to feel happy and fulfilled. It's a liberating feeling knowing that you have the power to find joy and contentment within yourself, regardless of your circumstances. Picture this. You're standing at the edge of a vast, tranquil lake. The sun is setting, casting golden hues across the water. There's a gentle breeze rustling through the trees, carrying the sounds of birdsong and nature's symphony. This is solitude, a place of peace, clarity, and endless possibility. Now I know what you're thinking. Sounds amazing, Avery, but how do I actually make this happen? It doesn't have to be complicated, my friends. Start small. Dedicate 15 minutes each day to simply being alone with your thoughts. Go for a walk in nature, sip your coffee mindfully, or journal about your dreams and aspirations. You can also try activities that naturally encourage solitude, like reading, painting, writing, or practicing meditation. Remember, it's not about escaping from life, it's about creating space within your life to recharge, reconnect with yourself, and cultivate inner strength. So, tell me, what are some ways you already incorporate solitude into your routine? Share your tips and stories in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to embrace the power of alone time, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep shining, my friends. Remember, stoic confidence starts from within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.